And Chaver, for the 5-minute Torah this week, the MS is so many places to choose. You have Parshas Vayakel, Parshas Pekudei, Parshas Parah. Mir Tashem working on a Torah that puts those all together for Matzah Shabbos Kodesh. But I want to share an idea I saw last night from the Sefer Chuas Chayin of Gedalia. The Tzaddik, the Sefer Chuas Chayin, and a pasuk in Parshas Pekudei. Parshas Pekudei is the end of all the Parshas, Truma, Tetzav, Ve'Yakov, Pekudei, that deal with the building of the Mishkan, or the Kalim, or the Big Day Kahuna. And the pasuk says in Perek Lamites, pasuk Mem Gimel, Vayar Moshe es kol hamalacha. Moshe saw all the malacha. He saw all the work. He saw all that was done. All the creations of Besalel, of the Aron, and the Mizbeach, and all the Big Day Kuhuna. Vine Asu Osa. And they did it all. Kasher Tziva Hashem, just like Hashem commanded, Kein Asu. So they did. Vayavarach Osa Moshe. Moshe gave a bracha. Rashi says, he said, Yiratzon Shetishra Shechina B'masi Yadechem. So it should be that the Shechina should reside on all the handiwork, all that was created. If you read this pasuk carefully, the pasuk is redundant. The pasuk has a phrase that is extra and unnecessary. Moshe saw, V'yar Moshe's called Malacha, Moshe saw the Malacha, V'hine Yasu, it was done. Kasher Tziva Hashem, like Hashem commanded, Kein Asu, so it was done. The words Asu is said twice. Asu Oso Kasher Tziva Hashem, Kein Asu. Those words Kein Asu are completely unnecessary. It could have just said, Vine Asu Oso Kasher Tziva Hashem, they did it all like Hashem commanded. Vayvarach Oso Moshe, Moshe blessed them. What is Kein Asu? They did it as Hashem commanded, so they did. It's completely unnecessary, superfluous. Why is the words Asu said twice? So Sefer Chuas Chayin says as follows, listen closely, Chavra. He says, in life, we have our avodah in Gashmias, and we have our avodah in Ruchnias. We have the work we need to put in when it comes to the physical world, and we have to learn and go perhaps to college and get a degree and have a job and earn a living and be able to support a family, to send our children to yeshiva, to support our family, have a house, have cars, have whatever is necessary, begashmi, in the materialistic world. And then we have our avodah in Ruchnias, in the areas of spirituality, in Torah, in Masim Toivim, in Chesed, in Tefillah. We have avodah in Gashmi, we have avodah in Ruchni. But our avodah in Gashmi, avodah in Ruchni is very different, fundamentally. And he explains when it comes to Gashmias, when it comes to the physical world, when it comes to the materialistic world, our goal has to be, as we learned together the last few days, Chevra, the goal of Gashmias, of the physical world, of our physical wealth and accomplishment is to be happy with our lot. Yes, we have to earn enough to support our family and to live a healthy, nice lifestyle. But one shouldn't constantly be yearning for more. One shouldn't be constantly yearning for more luxuries, be jealous of others, want a nicer car and a nicer vacation home and a Eizu asher sameach b'chelko. Wealth, when it comes to Gashmias, is sameach b'chelko. You should be happy with your lot. You should be putting in just enough effort to be successful enough to support your family, but not looking to have crazy luxuries. That's not where your mind should be. That's not where your goal should be. I have to be sameach b'chelko when it comes to the world of Gashmias. In the world of Ruchnias, in the world of spirituality, in the world of Torah, in the world of Tefillah, in the world of Maisim Toivim, it's never enough. The punfaker, just the opposite, not midas estapkus, like is by Gashmi. Not that it's enough. It's never enough. Yes, I should be proud of what I've accomplished in my learning, in my davening, in my ma'asim toivim. But I always should also simultaneously want more. I want to learn more. I want to daven better. I want to do more chesed. It's never enough. Adam la'amal yulad. We were created to put in effort, to work hard. I want to do more. The Zohar HaKadosh and many other places we find that the Mishkan that was created, the Mishkan that was built, that all these parshas deal with, is also somewhat each and every one of us. Each and every one of us is a Migdash Ma'at. Each and every one of us is this Mishkan, where the God should reside within us. So Sefer Chuas Chayin says, you know why it says Asu, and then it says Asu again? They finished the Mishkan, and then they finished again. Why is that word repeated? Why is that word repeated? Because in life there are two Asios, there's two doings. There's a doing in the world of Gashmis and a doing in the world of Ruchnias. And Moshe Rabbeinu was alluding to that within our Mishkan Ma'at, that there have to be two sets of doing, two sets of accomplishment. And there's the accomplishment in areas of Gashmis that should be enough, I've done, and there's accomplishments in Ruchnias that I've never done enough. And maybe I want to just point out that maybe you could see that specifically in the Pasuk, and it has to be broken up in the following way. Vayar Moshe's called Malacha. He saw all the Malacha, the work. Usually Malacha is Gashmistic Malacha. Vine Asu Osa. And they finished it. They did it. That was done. But when it comes to, and you have to pause there. But then when it comes to Kasher Tziva Hashem, Kasher Tziva Hashem, when it comes to areas of Ruchnias that Hashem commands you, in the areas of spirituality, Kein Asu, so too you have to do that, but in a different way, never doing enough. So maybe that's how it has to be split up. There's our Malacha of Gashmi that Ezu Asher Semech B'chelko, there's Malacha of Ruchni, the Malacha of spirituality that is never enough. So Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, each and every one of us, as we read and finish these parashios, we should recognize that even though we're not Zoich in the Mishkan yet, and hopefully it'll be Karv Mamish Beis HaMikdash, until that point we have our Mikdash Ma'at, and learn this lesson of Chuas Chayin, that in the world of Gashmias, Ezu Asher Semech B'chelko, but in my Ruchnias, I never have enough, and I always want more. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach V'zoicha, Tehil G'Shabbos Kodesh, full of Simcha, full of Bracha. Ay Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Ay Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Ay Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh.